Good morning. This is Agashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Zhijing Yometha. Deputy Chief Minister and Minister in Charge for National Highway, Tiar Ziliang, said two laning works on National Highway 2, specifically the stretch from Unger to Tuli in Mokchung District, are expected to be completed by March 2025. Mr. Ziliang is currently on a four-day tour to five districts of the state. In an update in a social media post yesterday, the Minister in Charge said on day three, the team met with KKB Project Private Limited, the firm undertaking the two laning works from Unger to Tuli. He said they are behind schedule, but with revised completion date on 22nd of March 2025, they are confident to meet the target. He also expressed concern that some sections of the newly completed two-lane road from Yisemyong to Unger show signs of damage. To address this, Executive Engineer and H of the Mokchung Division has been instructed to direct the contractor to immediately carry out repairs to prevent further deterioration. He interacted with the contractor UCN Construction Company, who is undertaking the work from Chuchuyimpang to Chare. With the road being targeted to complete by 18th of June next year, the Deputy Chief Minister expressed satisfaction over the work progress carried out by contractor. Mr. Ziliang further informed that he met the survey team of NH202 Package 1 being undertaken by consultant group CM Engineering and said that at the current pace of work, the remaining stretch of Package 1 should be completed by November end. Advisor for CAWD and Texas, Kadecho Kamo, has urged the community to actively engage with government schemes and prioritize on improving livelihoods and fostering empowerment. He emphasized that sustained development efforts would also attract further investment and cooperation from the government. Speaking at the inauguration of the new Panchayat building of Pasachadu village in Pak district yesterday, Mr. Kamo urged the villagers to embrace the people-centric government initiatives, be it for education, livelihood, health initiatives, economic empowerment, and entrepreneurship. Joint Director of the Rural Development Department, Shun Hyun Lee Nyantong, also commended the village for its achievements and effective management of resources, describing the new Panchayat Bhavan as a unique addition to the department's rural infrastructure projects. She highlighted Pusachodu's commitment to transparency and cooperation as a model for future development efforts. World Diabetes Day is being observed today with the aim of raising awareness about diabetes, a significant public health challenge impacting millions worldwide. Every year, this day is observed to highlight the urgent need for comprehensive action in diabetes prevention, early diagnosis, effective management, and equitable access to care. The theme for this year is Breaking Barriers, Bridging Gaps, which emphasizes the collective commitment to overcoming obstacles in diabetes care and ensuring that every individual diagnosed with diabetes has access to high-quality, affordable treatment. According to the Indian Council of Medical Research, India B study published in 2023, the prevalence of diabetes in India is 10.1 crore. Children's Day is being celebrated today to highlight the importance of children's rights and welfare. This day also marks the birth anniversary of Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru, the nation's first prime minister, who was fondly called Chacha Nehru for his deep affection for children. The day serves as a reminder of the need to ensure a safe, healthy childhood focusing on education, nutrition, and a protective environment. It emphasizes the importance of nurturing children who are the future leaders of the world. This year's theme for World Children's Day is For Every Child, Every Right, which calls for efforts to ensure that all children receive their fundamental rights. On the occasion, schools and communities organize various events such as talent shows and performances, among others, to showcase their abilities. Chief Minister Nipyo Ryo has extended wishes on Children's Day. Mr. Ryo said, "Children are our hope and future." He wished that children be always surrounded by love, laughter, and endless opportunities to grow and shine. The Chief Minister also called upon all to nurture and inspire every child to become empowered citizens and able leaders. Ministry of Information and Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jaju yesterday said the government is committed to encouraging talent and providing support to those in the gaming, animation and entertainment sectors. He said that the government has set up the Indian Institute of Creative Technologies as a national center of excellence in this direction. Addressing a press conference on the sidelines of the India Game Developer Conference on its opening day in Hyderabad, he said the institute will operate under a public-private partnership model with a 52% stake held by FICCI and CII and 48% by the government of India. Mr. Jaju also informed that Prasar Bharati's own OTT platform will be launched at the inauguration of IFFI in Goa on the 20th of this month. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.